I'm a scat man.
Just try to keep up with the numbers. It's important to keep up with the numbers and bear in mind, we get a better picture with each passing hour and each passing day as to how many people have the illness, how many people do not. Nationally, the numbers that I have seen, 91% test negative. Some people believe that number is actually a bit higher now because so many tests have gone out that the number might have reached 95% testing negative. Does not lessen the impact of COVID-19 on our healthcare system. And continuing with me now is Rosemary Gibson, senior advisor at the Hastings Center and perspectives editor at the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine, author of China Rx, Exposing the Risks of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. And Rosemary, you published this book before the pandemic. You were the canary in the mine shaft. You said, we've got a huge problem here, and you were ignored.
That's right. It took a year before we had a first hearing on Capitol Hill, and then another hearing, and here we are. And all this is all predictable.
What is predictable?
Masks, respirators, drugs. It's all predictable.
Sure. Yeah, the biggest plant in the world for masks is owned by 3M. It's in China. And when this started, China took over the factory.
That's right. That's
it. See you later. Get out. And so, therefore, 3M, an American company, allegedly, can't produce. I'm going to tell you this, though. Going forward, we'll make lots of masks and personal protection equipment and prescription drugs. We'll all be coming from America. Now, it might not be dirt cheap like it was before, but trading, you know, dirt cheap televisions and tennis shoes is no trade for a pandemic. Now, is it?
Well, Steve, we have tremendous ingenuity in this country and really talented people. And we have innovative manufacturing technology that can make our generic drugs faster, cheaper, real-time quality control. And you don't have to go 10,000 miles away to inspect plants. You can do it right here, and a smaller environmental footprint.
Right.
And
so
again,
many
these
strange
products
things
can be made
do.
20% cheaper. But what companies need help on is making that initial investment. And they need people to buy them, the government, the DOD, Department of Defense, VA. Why is the federal government out? Why are our tax dollars going to pay for generic drugs made in China
when they can be made right here?
Exactly.
At a better price. Makes no sense. Now, as far as the ventilators go, you know, having the ventilators made in China also, but see, China's had these pandemics there, SARS and MERS and these other things historically. They knew that there was a problem ahead. We didn't have much impact from SARS or MERS, so we kept on sleepwalking. But now we know, and now we know what the price is possible to pay for that. So I think that will all change going forward, and I'm going to bet you that we will see changes in investment in American pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharma suddenly isn't the enemy here in the United States.
Well,
Big Pharma will get...
There's something I learned while writing China Rx, Steve, and that is, there's Big Pharma, but they only account for 10% of the medicines that we take.
All right.
90% of the medicines we take are these generics. And they're being made by companies that people would not recognize the names. And I'll guarantee you, members of Congress wouldn't have a hearing to call up the CEOs of these companies because America will finally see who's making our generic drugs and how much we've outsourced it. And I'm sure the Chinese CEOs would never come to testify before Congress and, you know, tell them why they're sending contaminated blood pressure medicines with carcinogens to this country, among other things. So it's that generic space that the big companies have abandoned because the margins are so thin, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, because China cheats. So this is where we've lost our manufacturing base across the board for 90% of the medicines that are the bread and butter of what make our hospitals run.
Well, exactly right. Great points you're making. I think that everybody should read the book. It's Rosemary Gibson. She wrote the book China Rx. By the way, you didn't say, when were those first hearings on Capitol Hill?
The first one was the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. And you know what happened at that hearing? It was fascinating. See, there was a gentleman who's a member of the commission, He's retired military, 32 years, Army colonel, very distinguished record. And during the testimony, he volunteered information where he said, I got three different blood pressure medicines. The ingredient came from China, and it had rocket fuel compounds in it.
Rocket fuel? This came from a retired U.S. general.
And he said, Army colonel, and he said, if I'm getting it, then our active duty military people are probably getting it too.
And every other American.
And millions were.
Right.
And the plant in China, the amount of carcinogen in that pill was 200 times the acceptable limit per pill.
But when did that happen?
That happened in, I believe it was July 18, 2018. And it went on for 18 months, the recalls. And now a lot of people can't get blood pressure medicines.
Right,
there was just something on Twitter last night. A federal official said, I went in to get my blood pressure medicine, and there's a 12-week delay.
Well, how fast can we turn that around?
Well, we could start making. There are people who are ready to start production within weeks in the United States of critical medicines.
All right, Rosemary, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
We've got 1 minute left here. Give me some hope. Tell me that we can do better.
We can do better. We have to do better. This is about our survivability. And let's face it, this affects Democrats and Republicans alike. Nobody's immune to this. So it's in our self-interest. And that's
not politics. It's not politics. It's common sense.
It is common sense. And I'm really happy members of Congress and people in the executive branch are reading China RX. It's an honor. I hope we can, get it moving. And your readers should know we donate proceeds to good causes, and no one paid me to do this. I did it because I care. And a lot of people around this country care. And so let's get it moving forward and bring some of that manufacturing back home.
God bless you for doing the right thing.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be. Let's come back and see where we are in a couple months from now.
Let's do that. Rosemary Gibson, the book China RX, Exposing the Risks of America's Dependence on China for Medicine. Rosemary, stay healthy.
You too.
This is the No Panic Zone. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.